Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be back again.
You know, I wanted to spend some time today chatting about the upcoming RSA Security Conference, which is taking place next week in San Francisco, the 20th anniversary of the RSA Conference. For those of our listeners who don't know what the RSA Conference is, can you give us a quick overview?
Sure. The RSA Conference is a security conference, but it actually started out focused strictly on encryption. And there's an encryption key called the Diffie-Hellman key exchange, which was the first practical method for establishing a secret over unprotected communications. And that was actually co-invented in 1976. And since that time, RSA has grown to encompass security as well as encryption. It's never lost its encryption roots, but it also encompasses general security. So you'll have antivirus vendors there, you'll have firewall vendors there, you'll have encryption vendors, you'll have all kinds of security vendors. One show I saw a vendor there that specialized in protecting mobile phones from a very highly skilled type of attack that takes a lot of specialized equipment. But I mean, if it's security, it's going to be at RSA.
Interesting. Now, I know this year President Clinton is giving a keynote, and they usually have a number of very impressive keynote speakers as well as sessions that take place. Are there any particular keynotes or sessions that you're looking forward to attending at this year's conference?
Well, I'm going to be kind of busy in the booth this year. I don't know if I'll make any sessions, but this year being the 20th anniversary, RSA just has a killer lineup. One of the themes of the conference is Giants Among Us, and they're talking about the people that really contributed to encryption and security through the years. So actually, both Diffie and Hellman are going to be there. Bruce Schneier is always extremely entertaining. They've got just a huge number of, you know, really important people in the industry. And at the ESET booth, we're going to be giving some presentations, one of which I put together. And the theme is Giants Among Us, and we learn from these luminaries. I think it's also important that we learn from our mistakes. And so the presentation that I'll be giving at our booth is called Giant Security Blunders Among Us. And I'll go back through the past 25 years or so and take a look at some of the major security misfires and what the lessons were and ask, are we learning from our mistakes?
Very interesting. And you know, each year the show seems to have particular trends, if you will, or security industry themes. What do you think is going to be this year's trend? What are we going to see a lot of at this year's conference?
Well, you know, I'm not actually sure because I haven't looked at it that much, but you know, cryptography is big, and specifically in terms of how do you secure data going from your office to the cloud?
Right.
So, you know, the quote-unquote cloud computing has been growing in popularity. So I'm expecting that we're going to see a lot of cloud-based focus.
Yes.
And we're going to see a lot of companies that perhaps are not truly cloud, depending on how you define the cloud.
Right.
But they're going to be riding the coattails of cloud marketing.
Do you think there's going to be some sort of direction for those in IT who are interested in moving things to the cloud, some practical advice or ways that companies can do that? Or do you think it's still going to be, you know, discussed a little bit more hypothetically or product focused?
I think a lot of it is going to be product focused. My presentation is not product-focused. It's not about ESET's products. And other vendors, some of them are going to have product-neutral presentations.
Right.
Even the ones that are product-focused, though, can be worth attending because you can still get information. You know, if you don't know something about it, they might have a product, and you might not understand, know about the subject, but you can learn about the subject even from listening to the product pitch, especially
right.
The better ones where they say, here's the problem, describe what the problem is, and then explain why their solution is good.
Right. Very interesting. Any other topics that we should expect to see next week or anything else that's interesting about the conference that you'd like to chat about?
Well, for one thing, I was talking to a person on my flight down to San Diego, and she was saying she has a friend that works in IT and was looking for other opportunities. The RSA conference is a great place to find different vendors and potential job opportunities. So that could be one reason to go there. In terms of topics at the RSA, you know, SANS has tutorials there. There's everything from security basics to cyber countermeasures, which I think would be a pretty interesting talk. There's the National Cybersecurity Alliance is having a town hall meeting. That should be really interesting. You know, a lot of the important discussions going on now have to do with cyber warfare, cyber espionage, and how does the government protect against these attacks, from the wire, you know, the cable coming into the computer, to the hardware that you buy that's being made overseas. So I'd expect to see broad discussion around national security issues. And it's not just a federal problem. It's something that private industry needs to participate in, too.
Right. And I mean, with the explosion this past year of Facebook, I mean, obviously its popularity has been increasing over the past several years, but really, you know, this year just booming. Do you think that we're going to see much on privacy and kind of that take of internet security?
I wouldn't expect to see much in terms of social networking privacy.
Right.
That tends to be more of a private issue.
Yep.
However, there will be some companies that are going to have compliance solutions. And part of their pitch is going to be, we can block access to social networking sites. So from that aspect, yeah, we'll see some stuff. And then there's also the 4:30 on Tuesday, the most popular event, which is the Expo Pub Crawl.
Yeah, definitely. And looking forward to seeing you next week. And Randy and I will both be at the conference, and we will be recording live from the show floor, and we'll bring you the latest and update what's taking place at the conference. If you're going to be there, or if you have any questions for us or things that you'd like discussed on next week's podcast live from RSA, feel free to email us at askeset@eset.com. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.